Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, chatting with Dave Erfley. We're going to be talking about some M&A in the precious metals sector, also an interesting financing deal that we got in the silver stocks. But Dave, first and foremost, I think we do just need to quickly address the little bit of weakness that we saw in the precious metals to kick off this week, as gold and silver both dropped by about 3% and 5.5% respectively yesterday. We're seeing a settling down here today as silver has rebounded. It's slightly positive on the day. Gold is pretty much flat, but interesting to see GDX, GDXJ, SIL, those are up a bit today. Overall, though, I know a lot of people, technicians included, looking for some sort of a natural pullback in the precious metals price. Dave, what are your thoughts? Pullback. We've talked about it before. Probably should happen in the precious metals. Do you think it started yesterday?
Oh, yeah. I mean, with the weekly gold futures price closing above its upper weekly Bollinger band for the last 4 weeks, it was pretty inevitable that the gold price was going to correct this week unless we saw war escalate in the Middle East again. So it calmed down in the Middle East. So that was a natural time for the gold price to have some profit taking come in. And we saw that yesterday. It's still, I mean, even with yesterday's move, the RSI on the weekly is still right around 70. So I wouldn't be surprised to see more weakness and some consolidation taking place here.
Well, Dave, are you concerned as an investor? Because we keep hearing people focus on the minutiae of the daily wiggles, but when you look at the larger picture, it's still a very bullish chart for gold, even though it was overbought and needed to pull back. Same with silver finally popping up. And the mining stocks maybe not breaking any records and still way off their highs, but still making traction. Are you concerned at all that this could be the beginning of a larger correction, or do you think this is just a normal pullback in a bull market?
Well, after we had the breakout above 2100 and then the move that we had, I think we mentioned last week that gold can pull back all the way to 2200 and still be in an uptrend. So this is consolidation we want to see here. We don't want to see the gold price go up into a parabolic move to where it continues to go higher. That would make an inevitable correction a lot sharper. So it's basically got two major catalysts here, the gold price. We've got a macroeconomic catalyst with the Fed being trapped and everybody knows it. And we've got the geopolitical catalyst that's happening in the Middle East and the war in Ukraine continuing to go on and the U.S. funding these wars. So the gold bull market, I expect to continue here based on macroeconomic and geopolitical fundamentals here. Absolutely. You know, with the debt situation, the U.S. is in a debt spiral. There's no doubt about it. And we've got the next catalyst coming up here is the PCE index. It's going to be announced on Friday. The stock market started to roll over and got oversold after it lost its 50-day moving average last week, the S&P. So I wouldn't be surprised if it comes back and to back test that 50-day moving average, which is right around 5120, because you know the shorts have been conditioned to basically take their profits as soon as they get them, because shorts have had their hats handed to them since November, when the S&P started to break out and go higher. Each time we started to get some weakness, we had strong economic numbers come out and they had to cover their shorts, and it just took the stock market even higher. So gold is sniffing out all this, that the predicament that the U.S. is in, you know, higher for longer is definitely starting to have its effect on the U.S. economy. And the Federal Reserve continuing to say that rates are going to go higher for longer has really affected the stock market, and people are getting nervous and taking some profits. So I think this is the perfect scenario for the gold price. They've yet to still really come into gold stocks as of yet, but I think that's coming.
Let's talk about the gold stocks. Let's first just look at the ETFs, like GDX, GDXJ, both made runs to pretty much 52-week highs, pretty much to levels where they were almost last year at this exact same time. Again, a little bit of a correction to start this week. We started to see maybe a little bit of weakness or a little bit of momentum killing last week in some of the stocks, individual names. But Dave, what levels are you watching when it comes to GDX, GDXJ that would simply be encouraging pullback levels?
Yeah, in GDX, we've already had a pullback to right around 32, 32.50. And that's still within that range where it peaked out at around 35, 75, 36, right around there. And at the same time, the gold price was not able to get above 2,500 when it came extremely overbought. So some consolidation in that range is likely unless the gold price goes below 2,300. And if the gold price goes below 2,300, then you're going to look at the 30 area on the GDX as coming in for some support. And that was long-term resistance going back a few years also. So, but if you take a look at the GDXJ, around 45, there's stiff resistance now. And like you said, that was where it peaked out last year. Take a look at the 40 price, at the 40 level, that's been support. And that's continued to be support here as the gold price remains in that consolidation between what, around 2320, which is its rising 18-day moving average. That's where it stopped. So that's been support for a while for gold for the past several months on this move up. And if you take a look at the 37, 38 area in GDXJ, maybe even 36, it could come down to test that if the gold price loses that 2300 level and comes down to the 2250 area. You know, we talked about the gold price even coming back down to 2200 and still being in an uptrend. If that happened, then, you know, you could see the GDX come down to that 35, 36 area.
Well, Dave, another thing we should consider when looking at the gold mining stocks is that we are finally back to mining merger Mondays. We've seen two different transactions to kick off this week. We saw G Mining Ventures and Reunion Gold tie the knot for more of a merger of equals. And we also saw Newfound Gold make an acquisition of Labrador Gold's Kingsway project. It's adjacent to their Queensway project. So two different transactions here as we kick off the week. We're back to mining merger Mondays. What do you make of these two transactions, Dave?
Yeah, the Reunion G Mining deal is great for the sector. It's great for both companies. This is basically, like you said, a merger of equals. Both companies will benefit. And I wouldn't be surprised to see a bidding war take place because that Oko West project of Reunion's is a very good project. And there's not a lot of them around that are controlled by juniors. And I wouldn't be surprised to see somebody else take a run at it. I think the upcoming PEA has been estimated to have an after-tax NPV of around $2 billion at 2050 gold. So yeah, that's a very attractive asset. I stayed away from it in the past because of the share count. I think it's close to a billion shares. So I saw the upside as being limited. So if this merger does take place, G Mining would be a lot closer to becoming a mid-tier gold producer. The mine right now that they're building in Brazil is close to being finished. And I know I have some warrants that expire at September at $1.90 from a financing a few years ago. That the share price went below that level on the announcement. But if this does take place, that would be very positive for the sector. But like I said, I expect another bid to come in.
Fair enough. What about that Newfound and Lab Gold deal where Newfound came in and has proposed to take over the Kingsway project, which is right on trend, right beside the Queensway project that Newfound Gold has been aggressively drilling?
Yeah, that's the stock that my subscribers and I did well in previously as an area play when Newfound made that discovery. But as far as that the selling of Kingsway is concerned, you know, unfortunately, I think they spent about $30 million drilling that project, and they never really came close to the grades at Queensway. So the stock never really came back. So I don't think that's a very good deal for Lab Gold shareholders, as the market's basically saying, look, you're selling this project. And even though you're spinning out your other project and you've got 20 million in shares of Newfound Gold that you're likely going to sell into the market to do so, we don't really think very highly of that other project. So this is a great deal for Newfound. You know, they've got a market cap of close to $1 billion now. So why not use some of that stock to buy up more land in the area?
Yeah, it makes sense from Newfound Gold standpoint. Kind of a mixed reaction on the Lab Gold side, but at least two transactions happening where we're seeing companies starting to mass up. We did see another key transaction this week. I'd like to get your thoughts on it. Abra Silver announced a strategic investment by Kinross Gold, bringing in $20 million along with Central Porto as partners. and in the process doing a share rollback. It seemed interesting to tie in the share rollback with this financing. I'd like to get your take on it and see what you think of the details of this transaction.
Yeah, I really like this transaction. Abra Silver's the Diablitos project, you know, the PFS that just came out, it put the stock kind of back on my radar, but that blown out share structure is another reason why I stayed away from this stock. So I really like this announcement on two levels, because it brings in a strategic partner, and they also made another deal on other land in the area with Kinross. And also, it's a finance that they didn't have to give a warrant to get to attract. So that makes this also very attractive. And then they announced a share rollback as they had this good news in the sector. So, you know, whenever you want to do you're thinking of doing a share rollback, you have to wait till something really positive happens and announce it at the same time. And that's what they've done. So this stock has been immediately placed on my watch list now, because I really like the Diablitos project. And after the 1-5 split, I really like the share structure going forward.
Yeah, I like that financing deal and that rollback. In a bigger picture sense, this is about Argentina, though, too, because they formed a regional partnership with Kinross to look at other opportunities in country. How much is this deal alone putting Argentina back on your radar or other investors' radars?
Absolutely. I wanted to mention that. You know, the West is really not paying attention. Western media is really not paying attention to what Javier Milei has done since winning that election. This is the first libertarian president in South America. And in just 2 months, he's put the country into a surplus. In February, they announced a $589 million surplus. And it's the first surplus in quite some time in Argentina. So that also puts this jurisdiction back on the map for the mining industry.
Well, Dave, just a quick follow-up on that. When you think about South America or West Africa or many jurisdictions outside of North America, they're kind of a moving target. There's certain jurisdictions that used to be the flavor of the day that have started devolving. And there's other areas like Argentina that were so far down the batting order that they've only been improving. And I think it also depends on which province you're in areas like Argentina, being in Salta, for example, is a better jurisdiction than some of the others. But how do you look at jurisdiction risk if it's an improving jurisdiction that's still seen as higher risk versus one that used to be a great jurisdiction that's devolving?
Yeah, I mean, you could say the same thing about Ecuador, right? I mean, it was way down on the totem pole as far as jurisdictional risk is concerned. And now it's gotten a little better as the government's made some deals and they put it out there that they've become mining friendly again. So yeah, I mean, it's always better to come put jurisdictions on your watch list that are getting better as opposed to getting worse, because, you know, there's jurisdictional risk everywhere. I mean, even in top tier jurisdictions, you have jurisdictional risk. So you really have to keep an eye on this, especially when the sector's in a bear market and investors are just looking for reasons to hit the sell button, despite the gold price going higher. So we definitely have to keep an eye on jurisdictional risk.
Oh yeah, always a consideration, but at least it does seem like this market has shifted a little bit. I know a lot of companies are still gun shy about putting out news, but there's been some higher volume in the ETFs. There's been some better share price action in the vast majority of resource stocks just over the last 2 months. So momentum could be starting, and that could encourage companies to come out with more news, because at least right now, I don't find it being such a sell the news event for some of these stocks, but it's also been nice for some of these stocks that haven't even come out with news, get a little bit of a bump in their share price as well. Dave, thank you very much for your time. Always more fun talking about deals in the sector. We'll chat again next week. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
All right. Thanks, guys. You too.